with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the FBI is investigating the explosion at the border checkpoint on the Rainbow Bridge connecting Canada to Niagara Falls, New York. An incident described by some as an attempted terror attack, but denied by officials such as New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
FBI agents rushed to respond Wednesday to the vehicle explosion that prompted the closures of all four land border crossings in the region and left two people dead and one injured. Buffalo Niagara International Airport has also halted all departing and arriving international flights. Republican Ina Vernikov, the minority whip of the New York City Council, wrote on social media that the incident has been confirmed as an attempted terror attack. However, she added that local law enforcement believes there are currently no credible threats. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's national security advisor says a planned hostage for prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. In a statement released late Wednesday, Tzachi Hanegbi said that contacts on the deal were continuing. The release will begin according to the original agreement between the parties and not before Friday. Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says the families of the hostages struggle all the time.
Every moment the people don't know where their loved ones, with absolutely no update from the terrorists in terms of their signs of life, as they refer to it. There's a huge amount of worry and fear and concern.
Now in its seventh week, the war has leveled vast swaths of Gaza, fueled a surge of violence in the occupied West Bank and stirred fears of a wider conflagration across the Middle East. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 184 points, the Nasdaq rose 65. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teenage girls living as boys sued the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges the university hospital is discriminating against the teens based on their diagnoses of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing the operations because of a new state law that bars anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks close higher on Wall Street, keeping the market on track for a fourth straight weekly gain. Nvidia fell even as it reported blowout profits. The stock has more than tripled this year amid rapid growth in demand for its chips and artificial intelligence applications. Crude oil prices closed lower after OPEC postponed a meeting to discuss production cuts to next week. Trading was muted ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. U.S. markets will be open for half a day on Friday. The Dow up 184 points to finish at 35,273. The Nasdaq gained 65 points to 14,265. The S&P 500 added 18 to 4556. New York oil fell 67 cents to $77.10 per barrel. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.